Hey guys, we have a great episode on deck for you today, but before we get into it, I wanted to give you an update on the app. So last week we recorded a podcast and talked to you about the app and told you that it was launching. And that was unfortunately only half true. So we have the Android app. It's up. It's live. You can download it if you have an Android phone. But we're having some trouble with the Apple App Store. So I don't know if any of you listening out there are developers or have any experience with submitting apps for Apple to review. But if you do, I am being completely honest, please send help. We're having some trouble. Apple has initially rejected our app, which is super disappointing. So we're working through that and trying to get it going and get it up there so that people can download it. In the meantime, we're playing around with some workarounds. So, you know, making some of the content available through our website so that if you're running an Apple iPhone, you could access the website and still see the lists. But we will keep you updated and we'll keep you posted. We hope to have the app in the Apple App Store as soon as possible. Try saying that 15 times super fast. But we just want to give you an update on that because we feel a little like we have egg on our face for saying that it was launching and it was live and we were so excited and then kind of feel flat. So if you have an Android, please go download the app, check it out, let us know what you think. And if you have an iPhone, just sit tight. It's coming. We're going to make it happen. We're going to do what we can. Anybody has any tips or suggestions, please get in contact with us on social media or via email. And now let's get into the episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Central Coast Uncorked.
We've got another great episode for you today.
Hopefully.
We think it's going to be great. We are going to The Fabulist, and I'm super excited because this is finally one that I feel confident I am saying correctly.
Right?
First try.
I know. It's great. I'm pretty stoked about this place because I had three of their wines, I think it was last weekend, at the Beer Fest, and they were super cool. Whoever was there pouring was really nice. They gave me lots of refills.
In my tiny cup,
which I greatly appreciated. And I'm not positive, but I think their price point is kind of amazing. Like, I think they're like $20 or $30. Like, they're in a lower price point, which I'm kind of into.
Cool.
If it's good.
Yeah. No, I've never tried their wines that I can remember. I mean, maybe somewhere that had it, like, by the glass, but I don't recall. So I'm really excited to get to try their wines. They were super accommodating to us. Let us come in early, which was cool.
Yes.
Especially during Wine for Paws weekend. So
I know. I was really surprised. I thought it was going to be a little unrealistic. So
yeah.
I'm grateful and excited.
Yeah, me too. Well, let's go try some wine. It's 10:30 a.m. So
brush 10:27. I like it.
Brush your teeth with some wine to start the day
right?
off.
It's perfect.
I only had a smoothie, so my palate is clean.
I had some eggs, but you know, just eggs with like neutral mozzarella cheese. So nothing crazy.
Cool. All right. We're going to go try some wine and we will let you know how we feel about it afterwards.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Are you going to edit that?
It's fine. We have the explicit thing on ours. I don't think our audience is children. So
no.
Like, it's okay.
I hope not.
True, right? Yeah.
Right.
There's like 4-year-olds like, oh my gosh.
This rosé.
Right.
So funny. The Fabulist, $15 to taste, waive the 2-bottle purchase.
Cool.
All of our bottles are $20.
Nice.
We just released, are we going to do 2 glasses?
Yeah.
Okay. We just released some wine on Friday, so I'm kind of excited. You guys reached out.
Yeah, I was at
the Beer Fest in Atascadero.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys were there. And it, thank goodness you guys were there, because the other wine was less than stellar. Oh. And I felt like, I was telling Shanice, like, I felt like such a jerk, because I just kept going back for, like, more rosé. And then I was like, you guys can tell me no. And we're like, no, you're fine. I was like, because I've probably had a bottle. But they, well, were, they were very good sports.
Good. So I'm going to start you off with the 2018 100% Pinot Noir Rosé. And then this one's aged in 100% stainless steel tank.
Cool.
And then the saying I've learned is true, rosé all day. I literally had people in January asking, they're like, when is your rosé back in stock? And I'm like, really? It is January. People love rosé. I mean, I love our rosé as well.
Yeah, but I think it's nice. It's like easy to drink.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a rosé all day. Easy drinking.
Right? So I'll tell you guys a little bit about the fame list. We started back in 2012 with Kurt over at Songliege and Andrew up at Field Recordings. And their vision was they wanted to create a Central Coast cab with a $20 price point. So it started from there and then expanded to all the other wines. We're pulling our grapes from all over the Central Coast, Paso Robles all the way down to Santa Barbara County. And then one of my favorite parts about working here is there is an Aesop's fable that's attached to every single one of our wines.
Very cool.
So Kurt and Andrew truly believe there's always a story to be told and a lesson to be learned with wine.
I love the labels.
Yeah.
I think I like they're kind of weird. They stand out. You recognize it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we reuse the bottles and we turn them into candles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I like these anyways as like taking it to a party and it's like a nice talking piece, but like to also like tell the story behind each one.
Yeah.
But then to like get a candle and then literally get to keep that whatever that look forever. And I always tell people, you know, we recycle, we reuse those bottles. So there was like memories poured behind each bottle.
Yeah,
so people were enjoying that wine. So you get to take that home.
I like it that when they make the candles out of them, that like there'll be stains from like the wine. I love that. Like,
I love that too.
So does the fable change with each vintage, or is the same fable attached to each what's the word I'm looking
wine.
For? Wine.
Yeah, so it stays with each vintage. And then Gruner Veltliner is our newest varietal here in the tasting room. So that one got a new fable.
Cool. I have never heard of that.
Gruner?
You've have never I? Heard of Gruner?
No, I don't think so.
You've had Gruner before.
No.
With Gruner, let me pull it out. I'm excited for Gruner. I absolutely love it. I've never had it until right before we released. So this is
the winery that has like five different labels. They have Gruner.
Oh, Tooth and Nail?
No, in Edna.
Edna.
They're like they're on Orchid Road.
Oh.
And they have like the big
Yes. Is that Baileana?
Yeah. Baileana Tangent.
Yes. Yes.
That family of wines.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Me either. But I'm pretty sure they have Gruner.
Yes. So this is coming from Edna Valley.
Okay.
So this is 100% Gruner Veltliner. With Gruner, I like to tell people think of a dry Pinot Grigio and a dry Riesling. They had a baby. Gruner. And this one's aged in a neutral French oak barrel as well as a stainless steel barrel. So one of the cool things that anytime we do new releases here in the tasting room, for the first 20 days of a new release, if you are signed up on the newsletter, anything under a case is 20% off, and then solid cases are 30% off on new releases.
Cool. That's smart.
Right? So the Gruner and the Chardonnay are new releases. Just released them on Friday. And it's a great way to stock up on summer drinking wine.
Mm-hmm. I like the little animal. It's cute.
Right, that one, the fable is the fox and the stork. And then on the back of each wine bottle, it's got like a little summary and it says, resist the fox's temptation to think too highly of oneself. Instead, graciously put aside differences and share the bounty of these vines with open arms.
Cute.
Right?
Are you guys connected to the cider place or just share a door?
Nope, we're connected. So that's Kurt and Andrew's other collaboration together.
Oh, okay.
They're busy.
Well. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, and have you gone to Field Recordings or Sans Liège before?
We have been there. Yeah. I've never been to Sans Liège. We're hoping to record an episode there at some point.
Yeah.
But I have been to Field Recordings. It was kind of overwhelming because there was like so many wines. We went, they had like, it was like a wine fest.
They only had like five.
Kurt and I went, it was some weekend thing, and Justin's band was playing there.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We went, and they had like their regular tasting, which we did, and then we went in, and there was like 10 wines or something they had open, and I seem to recall liking them. Yeah. I know I bought some.
Yeah, Andrew's doing some really unique stuff, which I love.
Like, yeah.
It just blows me away. Like, he still does his regular day job, which is wild, and then he makes wine as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah, his day job is he sells wines to vineyards.
Huh. Wow.
All
yeah,
up
that's...
down California. I believe he's into Oregon. But yeah, to still like do that.
And have like side projects like this. Like that's
yeah.
It's a busy guy.
Right? But yeah, I love all of Field Recordings wines. I kind of have like the best of both worlds. Like I'm here, but I like have access to Sans Liège wines, which
yeah.
are phenomenal Rhone varietals. Like Kurt does an amazing job like showcasing 100% single varietals, but also as well as he has a delicious GSM blend. The Côtes de Coast, which is a white rum blend. It's fantastic.
Oh, I just had a glass of that the other day. Where at? Somewhere. I just had that. It was good.
Where'd you guys go? Maybe Giuseppe's?
No. It was in a Tascadero. Oh, it was at that place. What's that awful name? Nautical Cowboy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It was a dud in there that night, let me tell you. Like, we've been in there before, and it's not great. It's,
yeah.
I went to do a little spying on someone who wasn't there. And then, so we just, like, went in for a drink. And
it was like...
They don't know me. It's okay.
Oh, my God, you're really a stalker.
I am. I'm okay with it.
Watch out.
I'm coming for you. but yeah, and I had a glass of it there and it was good, but it was like it was so quiet in there. They had like a talk radio or something on. It was bad.
Interesting. I hadn't even heard of that.
Yeah. You're not missing much.
Okay. Perfect.
But
it's in the Carlton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
You know, the new restaurant every month.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it was closed for years. There was nothing there.
Yeah.
The bakery's good though.
Yeah.
The
bakery's delicious. So this one that you're on is the 2018 100% Chardonnay, and this one's aged in a neutral French oak barrel and stainless steel as well.
I've seen that.
It's interesting.
It is.
It's like the when it first hits my palate, I'm like, that's not Chardonnay. And then after it goes down and I get the finish, I'm like, oh, that is Chardonnay.
Right.
So it's like a little bit of
a little confusing. It's a mind bender.
Yeah. I was gonna say something else about mines, but.
Appropriate for all
too
ages.
Early.
I absolutely love this vintage of Chardonnay.
Yeah, that's very good. I like that.
Yeah. It's really hard when all the wines are so fantastic and people come in and they want you to give a suggestion and you're
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, like, how do I choose one?
Yeah.
You guys did a sparkling?
We did do a sparkling. Blanc de Blanc. It's a 100% sparkling Chardonnay. That's our first vintage, and I'm sure there will be many more in the future.
What do the numbers mean? Is it like the number of the bottle, or?
So the number is a Perry index number.
Oh, okay.
So Benjamin Perry, he categorized all Greek mythology and all Aesop's fables. So when you Google, like, and you put Aesop's fable 373, you're gonna get the story that correlates with
Very
each one.
Very cool. That's, yeah. Someone's clever.
Yeah.
So, Sylvia, the other day, well, I was telling my client about the app.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a cell phone, so I don't know why I was telling him about the app. But
you're like, you should download it.
No, I've done his hair for so long, so we just talk about like everything in our lives, basically. And so I was telling him about that. And so Sylvia came over and was showing him the app, and he was like,
she has an Android?
Yeah, for work.
Okay.
So then, like, yeah. She starts playing one of our episodes, and like Terry thought it was hilarious, and she was like, I think you guys are Laverne and Shirley. Like, you guys really remind me of Laverne and Shirley. And she's like, I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. And my client, he's like totally like straight faced. He's like, yeah, but don't go driving off any cliffs. I was like, okay.
It happened.
Yeah. Thanks. I think. I don't know. It was really funny though. So now I just keep thinking about Laverne and Shirley.
Great.
Sorry.
Am I Laverne or?
I don't know. I don't know. I like honestly, I don't even really remember ever watching Laverne and Shirley.
I've never seen Laverne
and Shirley. I just like
know. I know the reference.
Laverne and Shirley. Yeah.
I used to watch it at Nick and Knight.
I love Laverne
and Shirley. You need to watch it. It is so good. I'm sure you can Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I'm sure. We should do that.
So this next one is the 2017 100% Pinot Noir.
Cool.
And this one's aged in a neutral French oak barrel. This one's light, mellow, easy drinking, and has wonderful light fruity notes to it.
Where are the grapes out of?
These are all cool climate. So there's two vineyards in San Luis.
This one's very Pinot-y.
Santa Maria Valley, and then Apple Valley. Mm-hmm. Apparently, like, it's that cutoff where it's still, like, cooler climate, more inland. This one vineyard back there. I was pleasantly surprised because when I was like, I heard Apple Valley, I was thinking like, oh, like so 80 degree weather because you know, Apple gets really hot during the summer.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised that it does not get that hot in that little Valley region area.
Yeah. It's nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's like it smells very Pinot-y, but I like how it tastes better than a lot of Pinots. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as sharp, maybe.
So, when I was in Scottsdale, I went to this wine bar. Well, it's not a wine bar. It's just a bottle shop. But it's super cool. And it's in, like, not a public market type of place, but where, like, a commune of restaurants and bars and stuff that was pretty cool. So, like, I went and got a sandwich. And I was asking the girls, like, well, do you pour by the glass? And she's like, no, but, you know, like, they had four different price points. Like one was $15, $20, $25, $35. And then in their wine cooler, they had like some that were a little bit more higher priced. And she was like, all of them are minimal intervention. And just tell me like what you're looking for and I'll pick out a bottle for you. And I was like, okay, like that's I really cool. want like a pet nat. And she's like, well, I don't have any pet nat. But she
you're
had
like,
a still.
Okay, you told me.
Come on. She had a still. It was like a rosé. But what was it? I took a picture of it. I think I sent it to you.
Yeah, you did.
It was really good. It was somewhere weird, too. It was like something I'd never heard of.
That's cool. I'm disappointed.
It was out of the Czech Republic.
Oh, I don't. When you sent me the picture, I don't know why. I just assumed Greece. I don't know where I got Greece from.
Well, I had another. I had the.
Did you? You did have one? Okay, so I didn't completely make
yeah,
that
Yeah, I had an Assyrica
okay.
from Greece.
Well, if you want a pet nat, Field Recordings.
Yeah? They've got a pet nat?
Yes, they do.
Ooh, she's good to
go there on the way home.
Right?
Kurt, I need you to pick me up.
I know I told Eric, I was like, we're only going to one place. And he's like, no, you're not. And I was like, yes, we are.
Yeah. We're only recording at one place.
I gotta get home. I gotta find my dog.
Oh my gosh. 2017 100% Zinfandel, and this is not your typical Paso Zin. This one has a nice bold fruit flavors with a little spice at the end. Majority of the grapes are cooler climate from a vineyard behind Lopez Lake in Rio Grande.
Oh, I like that. Right?
How are you?
I feel like they're
I was like, switch gears.
I keep going, oh, as I drink it. Like,
well, yeah, I was like,
each second it's in my mouth, it changes a little.
Yeah, I was expecting something different, and then I was like, oh, okay. I like that. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh.
Especially for $20.
Yeah, I know. I'm into that. I'm definitely into, like, the stable price point across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. It's easy. It's like,
it is.
If I want to get three, $60. you want to get one, $20.
That's some good math you got there. Way to be Asian. You just lived up to your stereotype big time.
Not really.
Looking at the numbers, doing some math.
I want $15 tasting, so for an extra,
right?
Extra $25, I get to take home two bottles.
I know what I'm doing. That's how I ended up with two bottles at Lake Cuvier yesterday. She did try to like comp us if you were a member. She made an effort. And then I remembered after the fact I have a client who's a member there. I should have cashed in on her.
Yeah, there you go. What was I going
to
say?
Okay, wait, I have to tell you, back to you being Asian.
Okay, great. Let's go back there.
My mom went to visit Axel the other day at school and, rocked her world.
Yeah, I know. She, sent me, 15
pictures.
Did
she send you the video?
Yeah.
Did you hear what Eric says in the background?
No.
So, Axel, pushes his little thing into the car.
Yeah, he's blocking the
door. And my mom said something about Allstate insurance, not covering that or something. I don't know. Hers was an insurance comment. And then if you listen real carefully in the background, you hear Eric say, "Well, he is Asian." And I thought it was so funny. I kept listening to it because it's so quiet. And I don't know how, I must have been somewhere where it just got quiet all of a sudden. Because I heard that and it made me laugh. I'm still laughing about it. It's pretty funny.
She sent it to me on Instagram. I don't know why she didn't just send it to me in a text message, but she sent it on Instagram. And then she's like, "Oh, it sent four videos." And I was like, "No, it just broke it into four parts."
We don't know.
Your mom's great.
She's...
What do you guys think of the Zinfandel?
I like that. Yeah.
I like it a lot. Yeah. I like that it's not so Zinfandel-y.
Yeah.
I love your terms for wine.
I should write a book.
Chardonnay-y. Yeah. Zinfandel-y.
I'm obsessed with that Zin. I love that you get those peppery notes on it. And it reminds me a lot of a cool climate Syrah. Plus I'm obsessed with cool climate Syrah. So
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's more pepper. This is next one is the 2017 100% Malbec. This one's aged in New American Oak, Lancouver American, and
that smells really good.
And it's got a nice little fruit flavor.
And it has a cute little owl.
This one's got nice bold fruit flavors with a beautiful smooth finish.
How long has the Fabulist existed?
Since 2012. That's when we started. Yeah. And then we've been in this tasting room. Going on 3 years now in September.
Cool. I know. I'm so excited that we got to come here because I've been next door a couple times for cider. I'm not much of a cider drinker. And one time I was going to come in here and taste and it was so packed out. I was like, oh, forget it. There were so many people in here, which is awesome. Good for you guys. But I was like, whatever. I'm not into that. And then every time since then, it's been closed. We come in the evening just the timing and... So I was really excited.
Good.
I was glad you guys were at the Beer Fest.
I know.
Because then it was in my mind, oh, we have to go there.
That's awesome. I'm well glad you tried it there.
Yeah, I love seeing how Tin City has changed over the years. Because I remember when we came to Desperada that first time, and it was Desperada and
Close to Len,
but they were always appointment only too.
Yeah.
And Barrel House was maybe here.
No, it was.
It was?
Yeah. But we hadn't been there. We were
I have our other two reds open.
Awesome.
I saw Tempranillo and I was I want to try that.
So I have the 2016 Tempranillo and then I also have our flagship, the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I was I might have to buy a bottle of Cab just so I can try it.
Yeah.
So that's great.
So this is the 2016 100% Tempranillo. This one's aged in Pennsylvania oak. Nice and smoky but velvety on the palate. This one's a really great barbecue wine.
Cool.
And my husband is drinking with me because he does not drink wine. This is his favorite wine. He's always bring home the one with the axe on it.
Yeah, Kurt likes beer, my husband.
Okay.
And so we end up at Barrel House a lot. And he's like, "You should bring a corksicle." So I bring my corksicle of wine into the beer place because they don't have anything that I like, really.
Don't say that. I
I do that all over the house. I do it over.
It's okay.
We can share. We usually share anyways.
I just don't want to get her. I've been sick. So I was like, I don't want to get you sick before you go on your trip.
Thank you.
So drink on that side. Oh. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Because you do not need to get sick. There you go.
At least I'd be sick with a nice view.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's true. Where are you going?
France.
Oh my gosh, you do not need to be sick on that trip.
I know. How's the weather looking?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I Googled it a couple weeks ago and it said like mid 60s, low 60s. So. I don't know.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Away.
I think I'll start like kind of mentally packing today. I've got to do laundry, stuff like that.
How long are you guys going?
I'll be there just 10 days.
Okay.
So it's a cruise on the French Riviera. So,
ooh.
Yeah, should be fun.
How fun. Well, yeah. I can't wait to hear about your trip.
I'm excited.
Mm. Yeah.
Should be good.
I told her that she needs, I'm not going, unfortunately, but I told her that she needs to go and like record solo because she is going wine tasting.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But it's like with the group, it's like the cruise, and I think it's going to be in French.
Yeah, so. But I mean, like, you could record after. I mean, you could, like, feel like
you can record while it's while you're there.
Cause and then you like translate. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the microphone.
Okay.
Teach me how to use it.
I will. All you got to do is press record.
Okay, you say that like it's easy, but I feel like at least once we have not been recording when we thought we were. So.
No, that was on the old one that plugged into my phone.
Ah.
Network
yeah, we get
tech.
Like completely done with like,
oh,
a
gosh.
Tasting, and we're like, she's like, oh, it hasn't been recording. I'm like, that's okay, we weren't that funny anyways. We were kind of boring.
Tasting anyways. Yeah. Nobody needed to hear.
I like that.
I do too. I liked it like the more I drank it too. It, like continued to grow on me.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Working right up to when I leave is definitely maybe more efficient.
Yeah.
Wow. That is... The bike race must be starting or something.
Right.
The clown bikes are coming through.
So this next one is the 2017 Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cool.
The grapes are exclusive from here in Paso. And then this one's our flagship. This is what we're very well known for. Mm. We skirted it all for us here at the Fabulist.
So do you guys, like... recommend aging this, or are the wines made to like enjoy now?
Yeah, you can totally age them, but they are drinkable for right now.
I feel like, and I'm sure it's, I'm not the only one that feels this way, but like in my mind, it's like, oh, it's $20, I need to drink it now. Oh, it's $100, I need to save it, I need to age it. And I don't know why, like, that is, but I definitely. My mind goes there.
Yeah. We have the Cab in the Magnums, and it's a 2016 vintage. It is phenomenal. Like, it, amazing. I love that so much.
Now, are your Magnums $40? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I thought that's funny. I was just, I love it.
It's amazing.
I love it. And I love how simple it is. Like, everything's $20. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. I know. It makes me super happy. I went to my best friend's house for Thanksgiving, and all of her family was in town, and I walk in, and I slap a Magnum down.
Everybody's like,
oh. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, Magnum. Of course, it was, like, gone. Like,
yes.
Right,
like 10 minutes.
Because they do not last as long as I think they're going to.
Well, we think Magnums, and we're like, oh, there's more in there.
Oh, yeah,
and then we're, like, pouring all the way up to the tippy top.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, wait, I should have brought... Two.
Yeah, we've had that conversation so many times. Like every time I have people over, I'm like, oh, this will be plenty of wine. And I'm like, it's two bottles. That's not even close. But in my mind, it is because it's big.
So to kind of give you guys a heads up, kind of our way of giving back, because currently we do not have a wine club, but we do offer case discounts. So we do 20% off a solid, 10% off a mix. 20% off a solid brings bottles down to $16 a bottle, and then 10% off a mix brings them down to $18 a bottle.
That's awesome.
What do you think of the Cab? I felt it was like super drinkable right now.
Yeah, it kind of made me want a Magnum.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
A $40 Magnum.
$40 Magnum. I love it.
Yeah, no, I liked it very much.
Me too.
I know I'm going to get some, but I just don't know like
I think
what I want to get.
So I was like, well, I have a ton of Pinot. I think that I will get, I really liked the Gruner.
I liked the Chardonnay. I was interested in the Chardonnay. Yeah. I don't know if I loved it, but I was in, like, I want to keep drinking it to find out. Mm.
I think I like the Grüner, and I think it's like perfect for summer. So I think I'll probably get a bottle of that. And then I have a ton of Pinot, so I don't think I'll get Pinot. I really like the Zinfandel, so I think I'd either get the Zinfandel or the Cab.
I liked the Zin, the Malbec. I really liked the Tempranillo. Mm-hmm. And I liked the Cab. I don't know. There's too many choices.
It's hard.
Thanks so much.
Of course, it's hard drinking wine.
The struggle is real.
The struggle of choosing
the struggle
wine.
Is that I have nowhere to put it. Like, nowhere.
Yeah.
Kurt was talking about, like, he's like, maybe I should, yesterday, he's like, maybe I should go back to Poly and study viticulture and
become and you're
a
like,
what?
And I'm going to support
you. And I was like, wait a second. And I was like, yeah, you should do that. Then I definitely get industry. Like, but you have to name a wine after me. I've been saying that. And then I kind of, like, let him know that he is not, like, I don't understand. Like, he's been so supportive of all the crazy ideas we've had. And this
we,
one.
We, you mean you.
Yeah. This one, I feel like he's been, like, the least supportive
of
that.
He has been very unsupportive.
And I really, and I told him, I was like, I'm really offended at you. Because, at you, with you, whatever. Because you should be more supportive. And he's like, I'm not unsupportive. And I was like, you kind of are. He's like, no. He's like, this is the first idea that's actually good.
Yeah, so why isn't he supporting
like,
us
he's
more?
He's like, this actually makes sense.
He doesn't
sense.
Listen to the podcast.
No.
He barely likes any pictures on Instagram.
He's really weird about liking pictures on Instagram. He's like,
he liked one.
He is
it's a win.
Stingy with the likes in general.
So explain. Go into, I'd like to know why.
I don't, he like, he just feels like, I can't believe I married him sometimes.
I can't believe I married him.
Sometimes.
There needs to be, like,
it's a good thing he doesn't
no,
listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's what he gets. I'm going to talk trash about you if you don't listen to my podcast. But like,
she's a great wife.
I am. I'm delightful.
You sound like me. I'm fantastic.
He's so lucky he married me. Yeah. He feels like if you like pictures all the time, it takes away the meaning of liking it.
Well, like,
so he
I
will
get
only
that.
Like them if he actually like supports it and likes it. Like he's like, I'm not just gonna like a picture because you put it up and you're my wife and I have to. Like if I think it's dumb, I'm not gonna like it. And I'm like, but
well, I'm offended
makes,
now because
makes
I'm
me,
the one putting up the picture.
It makes no like my personal one though.
Oh,
I'm like it makes me feel better knowing that my husband likes my pictures. Like it takes two taps. It's not hard. You're on the phone all the time, and he's like, "No, I'm not. I'm not going to throw
so
likes around like
candy." He doesn't like all of your personal pictures.
I don't think so. He's so weird about it. Like he has real strong opinions, and I just don't understand.
It's not like he's giving you money.
He'll give me money before he'll give me a like on Instagram.
That's weird.
Like just a sympathy like. No,
yeah.
Right?
Nothing else. No strings attached. Just a little sympathy. Tap, tap. Boom.
That works on so many levels. He's not going to get any sympathy tap tapping either. Like, you didn't like my picture. Roll over and go to bed. Okay. But yeah, but it turns out he actually does feel supportive of this. He just doesn't think
he does because he hasn't
he
been
does.
Throwing any money at it.
He
does he want to invest?
No, no, he doesn't. But
well,
like
he doesn't get any of the profits.
I know. I
I'm
told
eventually
him. I'm like,
going
we've
to
made $1.20, so I probably have like 40 cents of that, and
yeah.
You only get 2 cents of it. For not being supportive enough. And he's like, don't spend it all in one place.
You're like, I'm going to get 2 gumballs.
And throw them at you.
And you can't have me.
Shove them up your nose.
Coco says, welcome back. Thanks for listening to that episode, guys.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it as much as we... Well, you're never going to... You know, we say that. You're never going to enjoy it as much as we did because you're just listening and we're drinking wine.
Right. It's but, a good option if you're trying to be sober, though.
Probably, like, if you're just cutting back, not if you're actually trying to be sober.
You're right, because every time I am editing the podcast, I'm like, you know what I need right now? Wine. That sounds great.
It always is a good idea. Well, I do hope you guys get a chance to check that place out.
Yes, we had a really great time, and their wines are all very reasonably priced. They're all $20 across the board, which is really cool. Easy to remember.
I've never seen that before. Yeah. Where all the wines are just like one price.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. Made it easy to do the math.
It did. It's really cute in there too. It's small.
Yes.
But it's super cute.
Not good for groups, probably. But what is really cool is if you have friends that are with you, if you are in a group and you have friends that are with you and they're like, I don't like wine, but I like cider or beer, the Cider House is just a doorway through the tasting room. So someone else, you know, somebody could go drink some cider instead of tasting wine.
Or ice cream.
Or ice cream. There's or Barrel House is cream. Right around the corner.
I'm disappointed I don't have any of that ice cream right now.
I'm sorry.
So good. It's
probably unnecessary, though.
I know. Anyways, I really liked it. I thought their wines were good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were all interesting.
Mm-hmm. Standouts for me was probably, like, as far as whites go, the Gruner Veltliner was very interesting, and that's something you don't see every single day, and I think it was a nice, approachable take on it. And then as far as reds, I really liked the Cab, the Zinfandel, and the Tempranillo was pretty good.
I liked the Tempranillo. I liked the Cab. I'm a little disappointed in myself for not getting the Magnum, just because that was a cool bottle.
Yeah.
Next time.
And Magnums are only $40, you guys. It's really easy math.
Yeah.
Two bottles, $20.
Nikki was great. She was cute. She was funny.
Yeah. I think you guys will have a great time if you go in there.
Yeah. It seemed like you could walk in, like you didn't have to have reservations.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like if you had more than four people,
mm-hmm.
definitely make reservations.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Me too. So you guys go check them out. They are in Tin City and Paso Robles.
Yes.
And also, if you enjoy Sons Liege or Field Recordings, it's the same winemakers that are behind
those labels. They've got a lot of projects those going.
Yeah. So go check them out. In the meantime, if you want to find other places to go check out our app, which you can find in the Apple App Store. It's like a double app, Apple App Store and the Google Play Store and wherever else you find your apps for your cell phones.
Yes.
You can find us there.
Yes.
That is a great way to connect with us because it has the podcast in one place. It has all of our recommendations in one place. And you can also find our social media on there. But if you want to just check us out on social media, Central Coast Uncorked is the search that you should
do.
Yeah.
The search you should look up. The search you should
search.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a tongue twister.
Ooh, kind of like Apple App Store.
Yeah, we're really challenging ourselves today with words.
With functioning.
Yes, I'm very tired.
So am I. My dog's lost.
Aw, poor Chiefy.
But I'll keep you guys updated.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
And Coco's going to sign us off.
Yeah.
Say bye, Coco.
Coco, come on, man. Interact.
Speak.
I like how you're just like touching her tongue with the microphone. Like maybe that's going to make noise.
I'll pick it up.
Coco, are you hungry?
Don't tease her.